The state's largest teachers union, NYSUT, claims that during the 2012-13 school year, the richest 10% of school districts spent an average of $35,000 per student, while the poorest 10% of schools spent an average of $19,000 per student. NYSUT President Richard Iannuzzi says the funding inequality is aggravated by the 2% tax cap levy. The union is seeking to level the playing field for districts they believe will never be able to keep up with wealthier schools.
What it does for a child is it creates a lack of equity. A child is not exposed to the same rich arts program, the ability to have after-school programs, field trips, technology available.
NYSUT claims the additional funds help students in wealthy districts perform better on state exams than those who go to poorer schools. They added that argument to their lawsuit, seeking to have the property tax cap declared unconstitutional. But Mike Durant of the National Federation of Independent Business disagrees with the litigation.
The property tax burden in New York was the largest in the country, and we needed to rein in that year-to-year increase in property taxes. That's why we supported the cap. It helps taxpayers, it helps business, and it helps homeowners.
Durant says there are other ways to bridge funding gaps, like having teachers pay into their health care costs.
When a school issues their budget in the spring, and you look at the percentage of that budget, a bulk of it is going to pension costs and health care costs, not instructional costs, not helping our children get the education that they need.
The 2011 tax cap limits local governments and districts' ability to raise property taxes, holding their levy increase to a minimum of 2% or the rate of inflation, whichever is lower. Iannuzzi believes a lawsuit is the only solution available to get rid of the cap he believes creates disparities.
The other solutions obviously involve the legislature coming up with a better strategy and a better way to finance education.
The state Supreme Court will hear the case on Thursday in Albany. Ashley Hertzel, WBFO News.